Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
I guess we could start out by updating everyone that producer Brian is no longer producing the show. He is out of the loop. You're still hacking into a system, though, right, Chris?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll hack into his mainframe.
Okay, so
it's been a while, I think.
Yeah, we're still going to be getting updates about on Paper Jam.
He changed his password.
Oh, when he moved?
Yeah.
When he moved on to a new... He's producing another competing podcast. We don't want to mention their name, but...
It was Love to Fix Facts.
do you have the new one
And it
one
was
already?
The number two. So I have to crack into his new password system.
All right. Well, so we'll still be getting updates, but he is not producing the show anymore. But actually, we have a new producer on the show. Producer Lyle has taken over for producer Brian. And I thought a good way to introduce producer Lyle was he actually told me recently he had an incident, I guess an online dating incident that took place that I thought, and he was kind of asking for advice on what he should do. And I thought maybe we could give him some advice here on the show. So Lyle, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm producer Lyle. I am now producing the show.
So why don't you tell, I think Chris already knows, he heard the preamble to what was going to happen, but yeah. He never heard actually how it went down.
I told Chris what happened. Ben, you haven't heard anything, have you?
No, I don't know anything about this.
Okay, so I went on my first online date the other day, and on Plenty of Fish. Can we drop?
Yeah, we'll plug Plenty of Fish.
Okay,
that's the name of the dating website is Plenty of Fish?
Plenty of Fish. I think it's primarily a Christian website. This girl was not a Christian, for sure.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think, no, wait, no, she told me she was Lutheran. But, okay, so girls, they seem to have this, like, uncanny ability to find their, they know how to capitalize their angles, you know? They know how to take a flaw.
Right. With their pictures.
Yeah, with their pictures. So her pictures, they all looked pretty good. She was, you know, I would give her, based on her pictures, a solid like 7, 8, something like that. Right. And all her pictures were just tits up. So I was immediately a little bit suspicious. And the only reason I went on the date was because nobody ever writes you back on those things. So I was like, you know, whatever. She wrote me back. I'll, you know, check it out. And yeah, so I was already suspicious that she was probably a little chubby. But when I...
It's funny that you're suspicious. You're like the Sherlock Holmes of fat girls.
You got to analyze these things a little. But
well, because if she looked good from the tits up, you said she was like a 7 to an 8. She probably wouldn't be on Plenty of Fishes. You know what I mean?
Fish,
like if
man.
She wasn't fat.
The plural of fish is also fish.
She thought the website meant you eat plenty of fishes every day.
Yeah, she was a little confused.
She also signed up for Plenty of Cheeseburgers.
But
So she took a good picture.
She took some good photos. So when I picked her up, she comes out the door and she is not a 7 or an 8. I'd put her at a 3 or 4.
You're talking about kilos? Oh wait, what are they called? No, oh never mind.
And I know I sound really insensitive right now, but
no,
I'm, you know, I
okay, well, first,
I'm in decent shape, and yeah. I'm a skinny guy, and she, yeah, I would like a girl that's in decent shape.
That takes care of herself. Let me tell you something. Lyle made another good point about how she said, when he was telling me this earlier, he said that she put, for body, she put average.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And he was like, just, you know, don't lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is, just.
But we're in America. That probably is average.
Yeah.
True. Good point.
That is a good fan.
I gotta ask though, if it's mainly a Christian website, is that what you were looking for? Like, did you want?
No, not at all. It was just free.
I see.
That was the main incentive behind that one. Another thing to bring up is if she was insecure about, or if she wasn't insecure about her body size, she would have showed. You know, she would have showed the whole package.
She would have just took a picture of her stomach.
Yeah.
Just that. Put that on there.
She knows she's a little bit overweight. But anyways, she comes out the door and she's probably, I would say, 180, 190. And, you know, being the nice guy that I am, I'm like, hey.
What would a non-nice guy do? Just speed away?
Get in back in your car and be like, oh, no. I could have just... So wait, I'm dating, you know, the person.
I'm here to pick up a different person. Yeah, I'm
picking up an entirely different person. I look exactly like the person.
She was 170 or 180, but what Lyle didn't say was she was 4'3".
Yeah.
So that's a...
But that's not even the worst part. So we get in the car and we're going on the date, and like 5 minutes in, she asked me if I smoke weed. And that's a perfectly reasonable question to ask. And I do smoke weed occasionally, and that's how I answered. I just said occasionally, but meanwhile I was extremely mindful that I wanted to play it like we had absolutely nothing in common. Like there is not a single thing we can relate to on this planet.
Are you sure she didn't ask? Do you smoke hams?
That might have been it. I don't know. But
were you almost surprised when she said weed, though? Like, did you almost expect for her to name a protein?
Well, I love that strategy, though. The try as hard as you can to just not connect about anything. Like, no matter what she says, you try to see how where she's going with it and anticipate where she's going and then be on the other side of it.
It's really easy. You just say the exact opposite of what she just said she was interested in.
But that is a great strategy. I don't think I would think of doing that.
Like, when she started to say that she smoked weed, Lyle was telling me that he kind of backtracked a little bit and, like, was acting like more and more like he didn't really like weed. And
I am totally against it. Yeah. So literally from that point onward, she only talked about drugs. Like that was all she could think about.
Right.
It was insane. Like everything came full circle to, you know, ecstasy or acid or weed was her drug of choice.
Right. Like. So they went on the date. Then Lyle, he took her out, paid for dinner, which, you know, that was a hefty bill.
Yeah. She got a And, you know, Danny's going to make fun of me. I got some Jew blood. I mean, that's why they got me to produce the show.
Right.
But
he's already saved us some money with some of our sponsors and stuff.
But yeah, she got like a $10 drink, which I was thinking is a little steep. I mean, I kept it at water.
When you start out by ordering just a water, you're kind of setting the table there for her. And I assume her $10 drink was just like she ordered like a giant milkshake or something.
Or no, it was alcoholic.
She wanted the milkshake vodka
with weed sprinkles.
So the dinner was kind of expensive, and then Lyle got a parking ticket too, or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Afterwards, I get back to my car. It's like a $64 parking ticket in Santa Monica.
Yeah. So we'll speed this up a little. When Lyle got home that night, me and Tanya and I were watching a movie, and Lyle walks in and he just looked like he just was had just came. I didn't know what he just looked like. Finally, this is over. Like that was the look on his face. And then when he told us the story, he was just like he was so happy that he'd never have to see her again. Was basically
He
was really kind of like
relieved
and thinking like, well, at least it's over. You know,
I will never answer a phone call ever again.
But
another trick up her sleeve. She's got a lot of tricks.
She's got a huge sleeve.
Speaking of sleeves, right. She left her coat in my back seat.
The old leave
the
behind.
Old, yeah.
And here's the thing. Here's why I get pissed at Lyle about this. Because you know it's so hard not to notice that coat. That thing's like a parachute.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're probably losing gas mileage just from the coat.
Let me ask you this. Were there donuts in the pockets?
I have not checked the pockets.
What if there actually were donuts in her pockets? So, yeah, there was. She left her coat.
Yeah, so this is where we're getting at the advice I need. Because it's apparently her mom's coat. She texted me the next day, like, "Oh, I left my coat in your car. It's my mom's coat. Can you please return it?" And under her eyes, everything went amazing on the date. Right. Like she was just saying, you know, "Oh, we'll go. I'll show you LA. I'll show you all the local spots or whatever. We'll go to Dodger games and
right. We'll
go to Disneyland and smoke weed and take
everywhere
ecstasy."
She wanted to take him was like, "We'll go to Dodger games on acid and we'll take LSD to
Disneyland."
Good,
yeah,
that sounds pretty good.
Well, not with her.
Well, she thought it was a great date because you fed her. Let's be fair. She calls that getting lucky.
So now what Lyle was basically saying, like, well, what should I do? How should I?
Yeah, because I told her I would return the coat when I just got back from Denver.
Yeah, he had left for Thanksgiving. Basically, the next morning, he left early to go to Denver.
Which was my excuse out, which was my...
Why he didn't have to take the jacket back immediately. So then he asked me for advice, and I was like, well, why don't we talk about it on the show? So what do you guys think? What in this situation, I'll give you my first idea was to, sort of to just avoid the calls and keep saying you're going to bring the jacket back and then not be able to. Well, my first response was just take it and drop it off on our front porch and just be like, "Oh, I left it on your porch. Bye." And put a note in the pocket, like, "Don't call me," or "lose my number" or something. But that's pretty harsh. But is there a way to do it where without being totally mean, but to send the message?
If only you knew somebody who worked for a company that delivered packages.
Yeah, I mean, I could get that done, but we're trying to think of a way to...
I have a way.
To do it with... All right, let's hear it.
And this isn't even... This isn't a joke or anything. I will deliver the coat to her. Fuck her twice. Explain to her that we have nothing in common, and then leave.
You know what's funny is when he said that this isn't a joke, it was clear to me that it was going to be a joke.
Right.
But then when he said that he would fuck a fat girl twice, I knew that he was being serious.
It wasn't a joke.
I'm deadly serious. I'm serious as a heart attack, which she will sure have. Sure to have.
So, but I don't want it to just be mean. I think that's what Lyle wants to do. Lyle, he definitely doesn't want the confrontation.
Yeah, I mean, I played the whole date like, you know, well, just be real nice and keep acting like you have nothing in common. And then she might be like, "Oh, we have nothing in common." But no, she wants me to try ecstasy. So,
do you think that if you just stopped by to drop it off real quick, do you think she would try to like pull you in and...
Oh, yeah.
You don't think it would be like a drop and run?
Probably not. Maybe I could distract her with like throw a hamburger on
a hoagie.
Well, listen, let me ask you this. How did the date end? Was she suggesting that there would be a happy ending? Or
when you say happy ending, are you talking about in the Disney sense or in the Chris Clements sense?
Oh, wait. Did I say happy ending? I meant Happy Meal. Sorry. No, but not really, though. How did it end?
I just dropped her off and I was like, well,
did you walk her to the door?
Fun. No, didn't walk her to the door.
Did she wait? Did she linger in the car thinking you were going to try to stink finger?
No, there wasn't too much lingering. It was, I don't feel like I definitely didn't make it clear that I was totally uninterested in her because in her eyes she had plans for the future.
You didn't have it in you.
Basically. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I didn't.
You were thinking like I could probably ignore her calls and just sort of send a message.
It's like
subtly
just
later on,
get her out my car and then I'm home free. But she let that little, you know, sneak attack.
Nothing little about it. That was an XL.
Did she try to put any moves on you at the end of
the
date?
No, like, she didn't. Thank God, because that's what I was dreading the entire time.
Because she seems like a powerful woman.
Yeah, she could have held me down. She had her way.
You know, it'd be weird as if she like leaned in and kissed you, and then you looked at yourself in the mirror, and it looked like you just ate one of those powdered donuts, like you just had powdered sugar all over your lips.
She transferred that much. That's how much powdered sugar she had on her face. Her
I would be scared because she sounds like the type of girl that doesn't take no for an answer in the bedroom or the kitchen.
Man, it's so fun to make fat jokes.
I know.
But just to be honest, though, like sometimes fat girls try a lot harder. So maybe if you gave her a chance, you know, maybe the leaving of the coat behind was like the best thing that could have ever happened. But we just don't realize it yet.
Let me tell you something. The best sex I've ever had was with sloppy looking girls. I'm not slightly kidding.
Because they care more about pleasing and they care less about their own feelings because they're already used to not thinking anything of themselves anyway, so what do they care?
Right, well, they're dead inside.
Yeah.
Which is super hot.
Well, I have a different angle on this because I think Lyle's main intention is to not have to do a live confrontation where he tells her face to face, I am not attracted to you. And hopefully not even just write it in those words, to try to subtly drop the hint and give her the jacket back with as short of an exchange as possible.
I truly don't believe that honesty is the best policy when it comes to dating. And what I've started to do in my life, if I'm dating someone casually and I don't want to date them anymore, I either do sort of what Lyle did and make them seem like we don't have anything in common, or more like that I'm actually not the greatest guy ever. I don't insult them or be mean, but I make it their decision. I really try to make them not want to be with me. I think that's the best way to do it if you can pull that off.
Like tell them you're a murderer.
Well, hang on a second. That's a good point, Lyle, about the murderer. Because, Chris, I don't know if you want to talk about this.
I know what you're doing, and I don't know if I should. It might get a little too dark.
Well, I mean, it ties right in.
Yeah, we got to hear this.
Well, I tried online dating too, and it's funny because I went on the same website. I didn't know that Lyle was on there. Our old producer turned me on to it, and Lyle's right. Nobody ever responds. It's honestly, to me, it's easier to date in person, like face to face, than online.
Right.
But anyway, so the first date I ever went on was how do I start this?
This is a crazy story.
I don't know. Have I told you this, Ben?
I don't know.
I'll just get to it. Okay, so the first girl I ever went on a couple dates with online, I stopped dating her because she confessed a murder to me.
Really? You haven't told me this. Well, do you think she was being honest?
I don't know. At first I did, but in hindsight, I'm starting to think that she was just insane and just a pathological liar, because there are other weird lies that she told me too. See, I can't get into them though, because I'm totally like incriminating someone.
Yeah, we're not trying to incriminate anyone, but she just confessed that she killed her friend.
She had a very plausible story with a lot of details about a murder that she committed.
About killing a friend for sleeping with her boyfriend.
Did you ever research to see if that person existed and was killed?
Yeah, I couldn't find anything. And then afterwards, a lot of other crazy stories were coming out, and it made me doubt her credibility. But yeah, at the
by
time,
by the way, Ben, I do want to point out that there's an afterwards. Yeah, like that didn't end it for Chris. He had to fuck her twice first.
No, it didn't quite end. So anyway, I was a
couple years down the road.
Yeah. A few abortions and lies later. So anyway, before that conversation happened on that date, we were talking about how close we lived to each other. That's another scary thing. And then she tells me she murdered somebody. She's like, "So where do you live again?" I'm like, you know what? It's really not that close. I think I jumped the gun when I said it was close. It's hard to describe, too. I'll have to go on MapQuest and maybe get you a direct route, but I was being really vague.
kind of over by the mountain entry.
It's close to a police station, but I'm not going to say which one because I don't remember.
But it's very close. So anyway, what do you think? Suggestions for Lyle. How would you do it, Ben?
Me personally, I would just drop it off in person. If I have to jump on the grenade and spend 15 minutes at her house or whatever, but it may get to the point where you may have to just flat out say, look, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in you, and you probably don't have to go into too much detail why. And if she gets all pushy and shit about it, you could just get up and leave. That's what I would do.
It's true.
My feeling is, if the only thing wrong with her so far is
Chris,
just,
he's not going to fuck her twice.
It's just that a physical appearance. Like, she knows she's a hefty girl.
No, that's not the only thing. He said all she talked about was drugs, and that that's not something he's into. Really.
Okay, well there you go. You could tell her that you want to. Well, see, here's the problem. Whatever you tell a girl who's physically undesirable, she's going to find a way around it, I think.
Right.
What I might do, and I've done this before, is say that, hey, listen, somebody who was really important to me in my past has recently come back into my life. I didn't plan this. I didn't expect to meet someone like you, but I can't say no to this opportunity. This other girl, you know? Give her one of those.
Well, hey, I was thinking, take the jacket and say he can't stay because he has another date.
There you go. That's a good one, too. Act real casual.
Yeah, I like that.
It definitely gets the point across. See, I almost feel, because it's happened to me where where somebody dropped a hint like that to me, and it's almost offensive when, you know, like that it just wasn't said straight up. Because you are saying it straight up, but you're just beating around the bush. But it's a very direct. You know, I mean, it gets the point across immediately, which is, it's almost like, all right, you could have just fucking told me, you know?
You're right. Chris has made that point several times.
True. But also, you should keep in mind that you're probably a lot smarter than most chicks you're going to meet online.
That's also another good point. My point was that fat girls usually, especially ones who use a lot of drugs, they live very delusional lives. They're trying to avoid reality. So you have to use big hints for them because they are going, their whole life is spent avoiding reality. If she lived in reality, she would stop doing drugs, lose weight, and find someone that cared about her. You know what I mean? Like, she's obviously avoiding reality.
That's true. Instead of avoiding reality, she should avoid McNuggets.
Well, the weed's not helping that.
I thought some hardcore drugs that were supposed to make you skinny.
I guess she's not doing those.
Yeah, her drug of choice seems to be weed. But
yeah, that is not a good drug to stay skinny on.
Her drug of choice is trans fats.
I've been so high sometimes on smoking pot that I get a boner from eating Apple Jacks.
Her drug of choice is MSG.
Good thing you didn't leave that one in the chamber. Thank God we went back to it.
Oh, man.
I like that we're just doing a round robin of horrible fat jokes.
I know. And they're not even that funny. It's just, anyway.
And I like that I chastised Danny for his fat jokes, even though it was just as shitty as all the fat jokes I made.
Really, as far as Danny jokes go, that one wasn't that bad.
It was actually pretty good, but I felt like I had to knock him back down.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't let me get too high and mighty. Knock me down a peg. Also, it was because it was MSG, and that was hitting a little too close to home for you.
Yeah.
So what? Any other ways to do it in a sort of non-confrontational way?
I think I've given all my advice.
But you say just straightforward, say it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I say not straightforward. I say deception as much as possible.
Okay.
Tell her that, you know, act like, if you only have this one shot, first of all, if you just have this one shot, I would try ignoring her as long as possible.
But he has her jacket.
Yeah, that's what I've done so far, pretty much. And she actually hasn't texted me this week, surprisingly, because I told her I got back Sunday, and I told her when I got back I would get the jacket to her, and I haven't called her. She hasn't called me. So
see, this is also unusual territory for me, because unless she's really horrendous looking, I will fuck her twice.
And she's definitely not horrendous looking. She's not by any means, but definitely not I would rather whack off, you know?
Well, here's what you do. Okay.
I would jack off onto the jacket.
Ben, your best advice is just be straightforward, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying myself in my own personal life, this is true, is to be a lot more honest about things, because I think a lot of times I'm more concerned with what somebody thinks, but yet when you lie to them and it comes around, you're just better off just ripping the Band-Aid off. Just be straight up.
But how much straight up honesty does a one-time date need, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't think you need to go into deception and stuff with a one-time date. If it was just a one-time date, you could say, look, you know, I don't think it's going to work out. Just be honest.
Can I ask this? If you were in this situation and you brought that up, like, this isn't going to work out, and then she asked why, and let's just say you have the same reasons that I do, would you tell them that? Or would you say, well, I just... Or would you be around the bush on that one?
Well, see, this is where you're kind of lucky, because she may think that it's because she's fat, and you clearly stated that's not entirely what it is, but you could just say that you're kind of uncomfortable with all the drug talk, and maybe you could say that, like, your mom died from drugs.
What happened to the honesty? Yeah.
Well, you're being honest about everything, except for you're just citing a dishonest...
Wait a second. Lyle, did your mom die?
No.
Oh, well, shit.
Fuck! God damn it!
Yeah,
maybe Chris can kill Lyle's mom.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That'll
for
help.
For the sake of the story.
Yeah, I think we figured it out.
Okay.
You guys solved it.
You're giving the same... That's what I said, too. Do it as honestly as possible, and if she pushes the point, bring up the drugs, and just say you're not really comfortable with... you just are... trying to avoid anyone who's not living in, like, who's doing a lot of drugs and isn't really living in reality.
Yeah, see, I would leave out that you're not living in reality.
Yeah, I would leave that out. You don't need to jab.
If you're going to be honest, you might as well fucking be honest.
Well,
honest
try
to
and,
help
like,
the girl.
Critiquing someone's life are two different things. You don't got to overstep your bounds.
I know.
That's your thing, though, Danny.
I know. That is my thing. Like, if I'm going to be honest with you, it's hard for me to be... I have two modes. It's like, just save you for the sake of you because you're a lost cause. Or if I'm going to be honest, it's so hard for me to not really try to just fucking full-on save you. You know what I mean? Like, I want to tell her, hey, you're really pretty. When I saw your profile picture, I thought you were pretty. And this is going to sound really mean, but... I might date you if you didn't do drugs.
But he wouldn't date her if she didn't do drugs.
I would probably date you if you didn't do a lot of drugs and you didn't, and you weren't overweight. And that's just me and who you don't care what I think. But I'm telling you, I know guys, and all guys are going to have the same thing. You'll find a lot of guys that'll have sex with you, but no one's going to take you seriously until you.
Well, like, if you're going to be honest and try to change your life, say, listen, the drugs aren't a huge deal, but seriously lose a lot of weight. I mean, if you're going to try to change your life, that's what she probably needs to do, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't ever feel like I have the right to tell people that I don't know how to live their lives.
I know.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, I would never want to tell them what the, you know, because
right.
In her mind, she's living life right, probably. So
she's living La Vida Loca.
Yeah, she's enjoying... She's enjoying, you know, whatever food she's eating. And if she thinks she's living life well that way, then, you know,
have fun. She asks for if she pushes the point, you'll tell her, but otherwise, no.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So you know what you're going to do then?
Well, here's another question, though. She hasn't contacted me. No. If she contacts me, I should say these things, or do you think I should contact her? Because the minute I call her, it's
you
more.
You already paid $100 to bring a fat girl out. You've done your part. You have, really.
You could have fed the homeless with that.
A lot of them.
Yeah, they needed it more than her.
Sounds like you got a free jacket and you should move on.
Or you could just leave the jacket on her doorstep with like a CD of this podcast in the pocket.
I was going to bring that up. Is it just but make sure you tell her about this podcast when you break it up.
Jesus.
So she listens.
Yeah, leave her out on her doorstep with a bumper sticker that says no fatties.
That should be our new slogan, Shoddy Radio, no fatties.
Unfortunately, I admitted where I worked. She has no idea where I live, so that's good.
Right.
But I...
You admitted, you act like you're a criminal for having a job.
But in fairness, how many Taco Bells are there in LA?
Ben, don't act like you don't know the answer to that question, by the way.
And don't act like I'm not a former employee of the Taco Bell Corporation.
Exactly.
Both well, if he worked at a Taco Bell, he'd have a much bigger problem on his hands.
Yeah, because she's
he's
gonna,
not avoiding her.
They're going to run into each other at some point.
Oh, you work at 381?
She's a regular customer at all of them.
All right. Well, there you go, Lyle. You got your advice.
Well, yeah, that's good. That's
and welcome to the Shoddy Radio family.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Guard your password on your laptop if you know it's good for you.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY now.
So we're going to have Wally on the show again. Wally, you've been on the show a few times before, right? I don't know, maybe just once. I can't remember.
A couple times.
So Wally is going to... We've been working on another top 10 list, but a Tara's top 10, but Tara's been currently unavailable.
What the hell? What happened to Tara?
I don't know.
Yeah, what happened with Tara? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Was it Chris belittling her puns?
She hung herself. No, she's fine. We've been putting off doing this top 10 list for a while, and we've never been able to make our schedules match up. And so Wally's going to do this particular top 10 list. So the category for this top 10, this is what we do usually is Tara's top 10, where we pick two subjects and then come up with puns based on the subjects. This month's category is snacks and blacks. And I think that's going to be a new theme, is that whatever the categories are from now on have to rhyme.
Yeah. And if they can be racially insensitive.
Right. So, I guess you'll get the point when Wally starts reading them. Why don't you stop? We'll start at number 10, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Good spot to start. Chris, you ready for these?
I'm so ready.
Top 10 Countdown with Wally. Tara's top 10 Countdown with Wally.
All right, so number 10, PB and OJ.
So now you understand the category: snacks and blacks. PB and J is the snack, and OJ is the black.
Oh. Orenthal James Simpson. Yeah, right?
Just explaining to anyone who might not understand.
Uh-huh. Now, does the black
OJ,
have to be a murderer?
You might remember OJ.
The black does not have to be a murderer. No.
Probably remember him from his days of football.
Right. Oh, I remember him best from The Naked Gun.
All right, number 9, Skittle Richard. I can't see Chris's face, so I assume he's.
I'm not allowed
over.
To look at Chris during the podcast, but that
was pretty good.
Yeah, that drew a smile.
Not bad.
All right. Well, supposedly they get better. 8 is Ori Oprah.
Okay, Oreo being the snack,
uh-huh.
Oprah being the black. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then number 7, Samuel L. Jackson Chip.
Oh, Ben's loving these. I think Ben finally got a category he likes. He just loves snacks. Chris is kind of torn because Chris loves snacks.
This is one of your better categories, I'm going to admit. It's pretty good.
Wow, this is definitely the best laugh we've ever gotten out of Ben in the pun category, because normally Ben and Chris hate the puns.
All right, number 6. Isaac Lay's potato chip.
He didn't need to add the potato chips.
You're confusing it with the other Lay's, mini Lay's products.
Okay.
All right. And then number 5. LL Cool Ranch Doritos.
All right, that was good.
I knew Chris was going to like that.
I like LL Cool J and I like Cool Ranch Doritos.
I knew that was like a perfect storm for Chris. Actually, can I stop you? Chris, do you want to talk about LL Cool J real quick? I thought this was interesting when you told me this.
I was watching World War II in HD, and it's like this, it's all color footage from World War II that's never been seen before. And they have celebrities like voicing actual soldiers. And the beginning intro of the show is like they're playing this really somber music and it's very serious. And they're playing like Lieutenant Corporal whoever, voiced by Gary Sinise or whoever.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys was like, I don't know what his real name was, but it shows the voice.
Admiral Davis.
Admiral whatever, Smith, voiced by LL Cool J. That was kind of fucked up. Like you got to have your wacky cool name like on screen for this serious moment.
Yeah, for this thing about people who died for your country, and you're like
what if I just decided I have like a crazy name, like Lieutenant Johnson, voiced by Professor Superman.
Oh man. So, all right, what are we at? Number, we just got LL Cool Ranch.
That was some good stuff. What was the sitcom that LL Cool J was in?
I'm guessing it was a black sitcom, right?
Was it Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Family Matters?
Was it Mr. Cooper? Was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, that was somebody different.
All right, number 4, Don Cheetos.
All right. I hate admitting it, but these are pretty solid.
That's a good one. Don Cheetos. And that's mine, by the way. I want to take credit for that. That's
and I like Don Cheadle and Cheetos.
This next one is it's a twofer. So sit tight.
All right.
It's Slim Jimmy Hendrix.
Oh, Slim Jimmy Hendrix.
Yeah.
So you got too cute with that.
Yeah, one. You should have stuck with just Jimi Hendrix.
No.
You tried to gild the lily there.
No, you should have just stuck with Slim Jimi Hendrix.
No.
Oh.
Jimi Hendrix.
No. So you're trying to get you're getting too greedy.
Have an admission here, Danny, on your what part of it you came up with?
Jimi Hendrix.
No. That doesn't work.
Sorry. So Slim Jimi Hendrix would have been better.
Yeah.
Ben, what do you think? Which is better, Jimi Hendrix or Slim Jimi Hendrix?
Hendrix is too confusing.
No, it's not Jimi Hendrix. Who is that? I can't imagine who that could be.
Yeah, but it's I know what Chris is saying.
You don't
it's
laugh
too
immediately.
Forced.
You have to think
the
a little.
The Twix
bit.
Feels a little forced.
No,
feels
that's
little,
the funniest
feels
one.
Feels a little forced.
I'll admit, Shoddy came up with that one, and I thought that was the funniest one. Jimi Hendrix.
Unfortunately, you were wrong.
No,
it's on Shoddy.
So far, it's the one with Skittles or Sun Chips.
Skittle Richard.
What about LL Cool Ranch?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good, but I like the Sun Chips one better. What was that one again?
Samuel L. Jack Sun Chips.
That's one solid. That's really good.
All right.
Well, I'm pretty happy with these next two.
Yeah,
they're gonna knock your socks off. All right. Number 2, Gary Rice Krispie Treats.
That's pretty good.
All right.
What's number 1?
All right.
And number
and the,
1.
The number 1 snacks in black.
Snack and black.
Yeah. The final snack in black is Sir Chex Mix-a-Lot.
That's awesome.
That one was the true number one. That was good.
That really was number one. I'm proud of you guys. You really pulled through. I'm surprised nobody said Mike Tyson chicken nuggets.
I did come with Mike Tyson, but I was thinking Mike Tyson chicken wings. I wasn't sure if everyone was familiar with the brand of chicken wings that they take in.
You know what? I could not think of anything for Pringles. You guys have any ideas?
Because you know I love Pringles.
I thought so hard. I swear to God, I probably spent 2 days trying to think of a black person that sounded like Pringles.
You brought some of the creative element of these lists, which is just us sitting quietly.
for hours at a dinner table and then looking up every once in a while with like, what was something that didn't make it? Bernie Mac and cheese?
Yeah, Bernie Mac and cheese, Mr. T and crumpets. Fat Albert Claw.
But yeah, can you guys come up with anything for Pringles, Chris or Ben?
I would pick the black before I pick the snack. You're trying to snack and then black. I black and snack.
we believe me, we've tried every I mean literally we're on websites looking up snacks and or blacks. I went to BET.com more times than I'd like to admit.
I did a Google image search for snacks.
It's funny when you're in the middle.
I felt like a morbidly obese person.
That was probably a lot different than your previous Google image search.
Well, Ben, don't act like you've never done a Google image search for snacks before.
What you guys could do is you could do... you could do blacks and side dishes, and then you could do like Condoleezza Rice pilaf.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's nice.
How about Barocco bonbons?
Oh my god!
Wow,
that's a good one.
Nicely done.
Excellent, Chris.
Wow,
man, that's solid.
All right,
that's some good stuff.
Well, Tara will be back soon. And hopefully so. But in the meantime, thanks for pinch hitting, Wally.
Yeah, anytime you need me to read 10 things, let me know.
You did a solid job. And I'll be honest, Tara's going to be jealous when she hears this because you actually got laughs.
Yeah. I think it was the delivery.
Oh, that sounds a feud.
Oh, snack.
No, Tara's great. It's fun to listen to her... get abused by Chris.
Yeah. We're all just...
We talking about the podcast?
Yeah.